This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The 12 Days of Winter by Stuart McBride. Read by Ian Hanmore. 1. A Partridge in a Pear Tree. Billy Partridge wasn't really cut out to be a cat burglar, but Dylan hadn't really given him any option. It was either do the job or come up with 13 grand by Thursday, or have both legs shattered. And the leg thing didn't even write off what they owed Dylan, just deferred the interest. Come the 15th of January, there'd still be 13,000 to pay. Grunting, Billy hoisted himself further up the tree, his XXL designer jeans smeared with moss and dirt. That's what he got for trusting Twitch to bring the sodding stepladder. Of course, Twitch didn't need the stepladder. He'd clambered over the outside wall like a bloody monkey. So the old oak tree growing close to the manor house hadn't been much of a challenge, even if it was strung all over with heavy-duty Christmas lights. But then Twitch looked like a collection of manky coat hangers, dressed up in drainpipe trousers, baseball cap and camouflage hoodie, not a single ounce of spare flesh on him, while Billy had to haul 21 stone of asthmatic underachiever from branch to branch, wheezing like his lungs were about to explode.